resume testimony in the surface water coalition case. Bud, do you have a large exhibit?
Yes, Your Honor. We withdrew the previous exhibit 4505 and have substituted the new exhibit 4505 that I marked on as being corrected. And with court's indulgence and my apologies to court and counsel for the confusion, I'd ask just a few more questions of Mr. Burrell to clarify the new corrected exhibit 4505.
Sure, well.
Thank you. Mr. Burrell, during the recess, we went through the findings of fact in the seventh supplemental order, and also it was compliance with that order and assignment of water, exhibit 4603, and I believe you wrote on the corrected numbers on the illustration exhibit 4505, correct?
Correct.
Let's just, let me walk you through to explain that, referring first to the seventh supplemental order, exhibit 4600, turning to page 8, if you would.
Okay.
And in finding of fact number 5, it states the remaining water available to IGWA from the amount identified in Exhibit 2 from the June 22nd, 2007 hearing is shown below in acre feet. And the director then in that finding comes up with a balance of 5,819 acre feet, meaning this is the amount of water IGWA has left in its account, correct?
Correct.
And then the very next finding of fact number 6, the director goes on and indicates in the second line that IGWA must provide proof to the director that it has secured a minimum of 14,345 acre feet of water to be transferred to the account of Twin Falls Canal Company, correct?
Correct.
In the next sentence, he goes on and explains the missing 3,000 second feet, if you will, by stating that IGWA, the director, will not require the remaining 3,000 acre feet until final accounting for the 2000 irrigation season is completed in early 2008. Right?
Correct.
Now, if you would turn to Exhibit 4603, which is IGWA's compliance with the seventh supplemental order and assignment of lease water. On the second page, under paragraph number 2, which deals with IGWA's assignment, it states IGWA hereby assigns and transfers to the director the additional 14,345 acre feet of lease water.
Correct.
And that's the new water acquired from the city shown on the attached lease, correct?
Correct.
And it goes on to say, together with all remaining replacement water as identified in IGWA's Exhibit 2 from the June 22nd, 2005 hearing. And that is referring to finding of fact number 5 that says IGWA had available the 5,819 acre feet from before, correct?
Correct.
So with those numbers then on the illustrative exhibit 4505, just to have you confirm those numbers that are there, the exhibit attempts to illustrate the Twin Falls Canal Company 2007 carryover, correct?
That's correct.
And the top number would be the predicted carryover as of December 20th, 2007, taken from the seventh supplemental order, finding of fact number 10, which shows the carryover at that time of Twin Falls Canal was 22,655 acre feet, correct?
That's correct.
And then the numbers that are underneath that and have been added would be the two amounts of water that IGWA has now assigned to the director to transfer to the Twin Falls account, that being the new lease water from the city of Pocatello, the $14,345, and the $5,819, which is the remaining amount that IGWA had shown in finding of fact number five.
That's correct.
And that gives rise to a total carryover, assuming that assignment took place to Twin Falls, of the $42,819 shown?
That's correct.
And then below that, you simply compared that with the carryover requirement of Twin Falls of $38,400, which came from finding of fact 119 in the May 2nd, 2005 order.
Correct.
That's no further questions.
Do you want to admit that?
Yeah, we would offer that exhibit 4505 as corrected.
Any objections?
No objection to illustrate the witness's testimony.
4505 is admitted. Any questions that arise?
Should I just continue with that? Thank you. First of all, Mr. Burrow, to your knowledge, has the director made any determination of whether IGWA's compliance with the supplemental order, which is Exhibit 4603, fulfills IGWA's requirements to supply replacement water under the seventh supplemental order?
I'm not aware that he's made any determination.
Okay. Going through the numbers that are on the board, the $22,655 carryover represents effectively the leftover, if you want to call it that, water that Twin Falls rented during the 2007 irrigation season?
That would be what's left in their accounts, their storage account. Rental water is used first, from my understanding of the rental pool rules.
Okay. That brings up a good point then. If IGWA rented the water that's discussed in paragraph 5 on page 8 of the 7th supplemental order during the 2007 irrigation season, do you know whether the rental pool rules would allow that water to be carried over following the 2007 irrigation season?
I don't know.
If the water is rented by IGWA during the 2007 irrigation season, do you know whose account that 5,819 acre feet of water would be carried in at the conclusion of the irrigation season?
I do not know.
How could you determine that, or do you know? Or how could one determine it? Anybody? How could anybody determine where that 5,819 acre feet of water is stored? Whose account it's in?
I would have to ask the water master or Water District 1.
Lyle Swank, for example, would be a person to ask that question.
That would be a good start.
IGWA, there was a phrase used during your previous examination. Someone mentioned IGWA's storage account. IGWA doesn't have a storage account, does it?
Not to my knowledge.
It doesn't have any storage space in any reservoir, correct?
Not to my knowledge.
I don't have any further questions. Thank you.
Burrell, Travis Thompson for some of the coalition members. I'm going to follow up on some questions I had Friday in response to the cross-examination today. Isn't the effect of what's happening here by looking at the calculated in-season injury and not having that water delivered in-season, is that it's being used against the reasonable carryover number here for Twin Falls Canal Company?
this, could you restate the question?
Looking at the projected injury that the director found in the 7th supplemental order, by not having that water order to be provided in season, we don't know if Twin Falls would have diverted that or not. I mean, we're assuming they wouldn't have by deducting it from the reasonable carryover.
The amount of injury that was calculated as the difference between the 40,000 acre feet that Twin Falls rented and their reasonable carryover, or excuse me, and their actual preliminary carryover, which amounted to the 17,345 acre feet. That was their injury they incurred for the in-season supply. And so the water, I guess I don't see it from that viewpoint, no, but that water is being used against their carryover.
Well, I'm just adding up the numbers here. We've got the actual carryover, 22,655. And that wouldn't exist but for their rental of the 40,000 acre feet at the beginning of the season. Isn't that correct?
That's correct.
And so the balance between the 40,000 and the 22,655 was the determined in-season injury.
Correct.
And the way that's being added up here from IGWA's assignment, that is counting towards the reasonable carryover amount due for this fall, correct?
Yeah.
It's being added to the 22,655 to come up with what their carryover will be going into 2008, assuming it's ever assigned to their account.
Yes.
So that water wouldn't be provided as an in-season injury, wouldn't be provided during 2007 because it wasn't, but it's being counted towards their reasonable carryover amount that would be ordered to be provided.
The water that is shown here, the 14,345 and the 5819, that is water that is being supplied by IGWA to Twin Falls. That is going into their storage account, which is reflected as actual carryover at this point.
So it's being counted towards that reasonable carryover amount?
It is being shown as their actual carryover. I guess I wouldn't characterize it as being counted towards their carryover or against their reasonable carryover.
But it wasn't provided during the irrigation season to replace that injury that was predicted to have occurred.
The numbers shown here that reflect the water that's in storage right now, no, that wasn't supplied in season.
I want to ask you a few questions about, if you could turn to the 7th order again, page 2 and 3. And I'm looking at paragraphs 4 and 5. Mr. Budge had asked some questions about Twin Falls storage water and whether or not they had given water to the other coalition members. And I wanted to clear that up from this table. Looking at paragraph 5 on page 3, isn't it true that based on this table, in the prior paragraph, paragraph 4 on page 2, that Twin Falls Canal Company wheeled natural flow water through its system for Southwest Irrigation District?
Yes.
And that wasn't water rented by Twin Falls Canal Company to Southwest Irrigation District. Is that how you understand it?
That's my understanding.
And then looking down at paragraph 6 on page 3, where it has storage use adjustments, this is water that Twin Falls Canal Company wheeled through its system for others? Storage water it wheeled through its system?
That's correct.
And this wasn't water rented by Twin Falls Canal Company to those entities, isn't that correct?
That's correct.
So these adjustments, looking at those natural flow adjustments in paragraph 5, storage use adjustments in paragraph 6, that's water that wasn't available for Twin Falls Canal Company's use. That was water wheeled through their system for others.
Correct.
I'd like to ask you some questions about the August 1st memo that Ms. Kwan had introduced, Exhibit 3016.
I've got it here.
And approximately how long after the sixth supplemental order was this memo prepared?
Approximately 3 weeks.
And what was the purpose of the memo again?
This was to keep the director apprised of the water supply situation and also to update the coalition members and IGWA on the status of the injury and our calculation of the injury and mitigation requirements.
And can you just generally describe how your projected irrigation water demand was computed under this memo?
Under this memo? Sure. This memo essentially just updated our projections from the sixth supplemental order using a different surrogate year, if you will, for projecting the natural flow supply through the end of the season. We chose, I believe, 2003 as a better representative year of the natural flow supply that would be available to the Surface Water Coalition members, specifically Twin Falls and Northside. And the storage allocation supply was not altered in this memo. This strictly just dealt with the natural flow supply.
Did you look at crop evapotranspiration?
Yes, we did. We plotted the cumulative evapotranspiration to date against historic crop evapotranspiration for several previous years.
Did you do that for each entity?
We just chose the Aberdeen Experiment Station data to plot. We did not do that for each individual entity.
Are you looking at figure one? Is that page five?
Yes.
And what does that show, I guess, with respect to the amount of crop ET compared to those different years? Do you draw any conclusions from that?
From this figure, it was apparent that the crop the cumulative crop evapotranspiration, specifically for the alfalfa hay crop, was similar to the 2003 value for this date.
And what was the 95 crop demand at ET? Is that one of the lowest years?
That's one of the lowest, second of the lowest year.
And that was 2007. Yeah.
For the data that are plotted here, it is the second highest.
To your understanding, despite 2007 having one of the highest crop ET, it's one of the highest water demand years, the director kept the minimum full supply as the amount that each entity was entitled to receive this year.
That is correct.
I want to look at page two. You had few paragraphs discussing Twin Falls Canal Company predicted supply.
Okay.
At the bottom of that page, you predicted on August 1st that Twin Falls Canal Company would run out of storage water on September 15th.
That is correct.
And what did the director do in response to this finding in the memo?
I don't believe he did anything except share this information with the coalition and all interested parties in this case.
He didn't seem concerned?
I don't recall what his reaction was specifically.
Continuing on to page 3, I'm looking at that first full paragraph. And was it your conclusion that the predicted in-season injury to Twin Falls Canal Company was still about the same as it was in the 6th supplemental order, about 46,000 acre feet as of this time, August 1st?
I believe that's correct.
And was there any reason why the director didn't order that replacement water to be provided at that time based on that predicted injury?
I don't know if there was a reason or not.
Looking at page 3, the perspective of American Falls Reservoir District number 2, you predicted that they would run out of storage on September 30th this year. Is that correct?
That is correct.
And did the director do anything in response to this prediction for AFRD number 2?
Not that I'm aware of.
Looking at the analysis for the Northside Canal Company, page 3 and page 4. Your last paragraph on page 4, you were predicting that Northside Canal Company would exceed the minimum full supply on September 24th.
That's correct.
Is there any significance for that determination at that point that they would exceed that amount?
For the purposes of this memo, I believe it was just to keep the parties apprised of the situation. I guess no specific action was taken.
I guess with your familiarity with the May 2nd, 2005 order, the director's determination of a minimum full supply, would you agree that that determination of a minimum full supply using 1995 diversions was based upon his finding of what full headgate deliveries were for those entities during that year?
That's correct.
And for the Twin Falls Canal Company, that was 3/4 inch per acre. For AFRD 2, that was 5/8 inch per acre. For Northside Canal Company, it was 5/8 inch per acre.
I believe that's correct.
I discussed this a little bit last week, but I want to reemphasize this. If those entities had reduced deliveries in 2007 below what those full headgate delivery amounts were, would that have changed how you were calculating what their predicted diversions would be to meet that full headgate delivery for the rest of 2007?
That would have been information we would have certainly looked at. I can't make any conclusions how we would have used it or how we would have incorporated that into this analysis at this point.
But to your knowledge, it wasn't considered? Do you know if it was?
I don't know that it was considered.
And you testified that the methods used in 2007 in the order of the 5th, 6th, and 7th supplemental orders was, to your knowledge, the same methods, procedures used by the director in the May 2nd, 2005 order. Is that correct?
As far as the calculations of injury and projections of injury.
Isn't it true that the way the director used the minimum full supply for 2007, that he used it as a ceiling as to what the towns would be entitled to divert and use?
I don't know that I can't answer for that, what the director thought, if he thought that was a ceiling or not.
But the way that he's calculating, taking the total diversions for the end of the year, looking at what they had actually carried over, and then subtracting that off of the minimum full supply from 1995, the reasonable carryover as determined in 2005 defined injury, he's using that minimum full supply as a ceiling of what they could divert and use this year. Isn't that true?
He certainly left it at what it was. He did not alter the minimum full supply up in this case.
And in your August 1st memo, you recognize that crops require more water in hot, dry weather. Isn't that true?
Yes.
And that would be a basis to change that minimum full supply.
That certainly should be, that would have been something that would have been used to evaluate a change in the minimum full supply. To my knowledge, there wasn't any we didn't take a look at how to do that, though. We had information that said it was a hot, dry year, but there was no reevaluation of that minimum full supply with the data that we had. We didn't have data that we knew we could use to modify that minimum full supply.
Do you know when the date of allocation was for the historic reservoirs?
I don't recall offhand. I believe it was in June, or May 19th in that area.
And that was before the May 23rd order came out, the 5th supplemental order?
Yes, it was.
And do you know why that wasn't taken into consideration in that order?
I guess I don't understand the question.
Well, if we had the date of allocation on May 19th, mm-hmm. and the 5th supplemental order came out 4 days later, but it didn't recognize what the actual allocation was. He didn't do that until June 29th. I'm just wondering if he didn't have the data at that time or why that wasn't taken into account in that 5th supplemental order.
I believe we didn't have the data at the time. I could be wrong about the day of allocation, the date of the day of allocation.
I think you're right, the date of allocation. I just didn't know when you received it. That's the day you received it, or do you remember?
I believe the data was received about a week after the day of allocation.
Okay.
So we would not have had that information at that time.
I guess based on your input with these orders, your interaction with the director this year and providing these memos, do you know why the director never ordered that predicted in-season injury replacement water to be provided during the irrigation season?
I don't know why. No.
That's all the questions I have, Your Honor.
Your Honor, the department does, if I could jump in now. And I hate to do this, Mr. Burrell, and Mr. Budge, but I'm gonna, I gotta go back to exhibit 4505. They're corrected. I'm sorry that I'm having to do this, but Mr. Burrell, I'm a little afraid that we may be mixing concepts in exhibit 4505. If you could turn to the 7 supplemental order, which is exhibit 46, and turn to page 6, please. And I'd just like to clear some things up. We use carryover shortfalls sort of as a term of art, is that right? Carryover shortages, is that a term of art that the department is using in these orders to reflect an amount that should be in storage for the subsequent irrigation season?
Yes.
Okay, so when we talk about carryover on the one hand versus material injury during the season on the other hand, those are two different concepts. Is that correct?
Yes.
So we shouldn't necessarily be adding carryover for the subsequent irrigation season to material injury that was experienced during the irrigation season that we're in right now. Would you agree with that?
Yes.
Okay. If you look at paragraph 12 on page 6, if you also look in the third full paragraph on page 9, order section. Could you tell me what the material injury was to the Twin Falls Canal Company for the 2007 irrigation season?
The material injury for the 2007 irrigation season is 17,345 acre feet.
And again, that's a prediction because we don't have final accounting yet.
Correct.
And we'll have that sometime end of February, maybe.
Correct.
Okay. Now, if you look at paragraph 13 on page 6, and also the 1, 2, 3, 4, the fifth order paragraph on page 9, would you tell me what the projected reasonable carryover shortfall for the 2008 irrigation season is?
For American Falls Reservoir District Number 2, the projected carryover shortfall is 19,891 acre feet and 38,400 acre feet for Twin Falls Canal.
Okay, so Twin Falls Canal Company is expected to experience 38,400 acre feet of shortages to the reasonable carryover for irrigation season 2008.
Correct.
Correct. And the director in this 7 supplemental order has stated in the fifth order paragraph on page 9 that water is not due until after the joint forecast has been issued on or around April 1st.
That is correct.
Of 2008. Okay. So if the 2007 material injury, and this is for in-season material injury, not for carryover injury, is 17,345 acre feet, and as Mr. Budge has stated, IGWA, if we look on page 8, paragraph 5, IGWA still has a balance of 5,819 acre feet. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay, so that number can go to reduce the 17,345 acre foot material injury for the 2007 irrigation season. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay, so then we still have a balance remaining. Is that correct?
That they owe. That's correct.
Right. And then Mr. Budge, I believe, identified exhibit
4603.
Thank you, Mr. Budge. Stating compliance with the 7 supplemental order which put up a remainder of water to cover the shortage. Is that correct? For the 2007 irrigation season?
Correct.
Okay. So what IGWA has done, and correct me if I'm wrong, please, is IGWA has provided water to Twin Falls, well, has assigned water to the director to provide to Twin Falls for the material injury experienced in 2007.
That is my understanding.
Okay. Not for the 2008 carryover shortfalls.
That's correct.
Okay. So if we add these numbers together, the injury that Twin Falls was found to have had was 17,345. If we subtract from 17,345 the 5,819 that was remaining in IGWA's account, there's still 11,526 acre feet left. And then I believe in Mr. Budge's exhibit that we were just discussing, was it 4603? As required by the director's order, IGWA had to provide 14,345 acre feet on or before a certain date in order to be in compliance with the director's order. So if we take the water that IGWA, one, has submitted in its letter of compliance, and two, that the director found in paragraph 5 on page 8, and we add those two sums together, we get 20,164 acre feet.
Okay.
Okay. Sure. And if we have 20,164 acre feet, and if we subtract that from what you stated is the 2007 material injury of 17,345, we're left with a positive number. So IGWA's provided more water than it needed to for the 2007 irrigation season, and the positive remainder is 2,819. Acre feet. So presumably that water could then go to satisfy 2008 shortfalls, if any, because if reservoirs fill, then debits and credits would be wiped out. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. Okay. I don't have anything further.
Does that lead to any further questions?
Undoubtedly.
Those were my redirect questions. Oh, I have.
I've got one question, Your Honor. This system of providing the carryover water the following season is different than what Director Greger had envisioned under his order and how he testified at this hearing. Is that correct?
That is, yes, that's correct.
Thank you.
Thank you.